It's not easy to take control of your mind. There are so many days when my motivation is at an all-time low. It's like this roller coaster of emotional states. There are times when it becomes very difficult for me to even explain it to someone, even in my own personal surroundings. It could be because of my own thoughts or external circumstances. Luckily, I have found some ways that have consistently helped me to get back on track. This doesn't mean that I am absolutely strong and positive all the time. I don't think there is any person who can stay strong and positive every phase of his life. We shouldn't put that kind of pressure on ourselves. I believe that we must share our own ways of keeping our mind healthy, our own ways of how we learn to use our thoughts for us, not against us. And I've been using these reminders and approaches for quite some time, you know, the stuff that I will talk about in this episode, and they have helped me replace my feelings of anger or fear with emotions that are more focused and motivated. Now, as I always say, these thought processes have worked for me, and they might not work for every single person listening to this podcast. I strongly recommend you to find your own path, your own model of reality that suits you and your circumstances. You can listen to what I do, but in the end, only you should decide what's right for you, not me. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to Episode 12, Season 2 of Take It Easy. I've been inside my home for quite some time. I find some goals to target. I work towards them for 5 to 6 days, but eventually I get bored of them. Then there are these waves of stress and negative thoughts as well. You know, this is a huge, huge topic, but in this specific episode, I'm going to be talking about how you get more motivated about the goals you know you want to achieve. This is for people who know what they really want to do, but they are lacking that push. Now, if you're already stressed about something else, you have to sort that first. If there are some thoughts bothering you, you have to solve them first. Don't jump to new goals just to distract yourself from things that bother you. Ever since I was a child, I had seen and, you know, heard things that I did not like. For a good stretch of 6 to 7 years, I was experiencing and noticing things in my house that were completely against my personal values and ideas. Things have become better now, but I still see a lot of stuff that can be changed. There are many things in my surroundings, in my home, in my own room, in my mind, and even in my physical body that I really want to evolve. Now, there is a very important thing to realize that there is no end to improvement. It is very important that we feel grateful about what we have in this present moment and then seek for evolution with a calm and a very cheerful, positive mind. Easy to say, very difficult to implement. I have seen some severe arguments and people opting for a bad decision, not because they want to harm someone, but only because they didn't have the right information. I have seen my loved ones suffer because they were unable to handle things or properly negotiate for what they deserved. They were unable to decide what is right and what is wrong. Even today, I wake up and notice some things that bother me, but nobody is trying to do something about it. I can think of 2 reasons why my surrounding won't change those things. Number one, only I think that they are unacceptable. Everyone else is pretty much okay with the way things are. Or number two, I don't have the capital or knowledge or the skill set to fix them. Therefore, I advise you to take a look around yourself. Is there anything you would want to change? Then ask yourself that if you were mentally stronger, physically fit, and had more capital, could you fix it? Because this is what I do. And every time I realize how much I want to change some things, the better I get at getting my energy back. Now, if you're pretty chill with your surroundings and pretty chill with everything near you, then that is also okay. It is not necessary to struggle or chase dreams all the time. It is totally okay to relax and just watch movies. You can always help others. You could do so much to make this world a better place. But you can only do that when you work on yourself. I've typed a document. I've listed everything that I aspire to do in my life. And I go through that document time to time. Typing your goals down helps you clear your intentions. It helps you recognize incompatible goals. What do I mean by incompatible goals? Well, there are times when we start wishing for 100 different things. But if you were to actually fit them in your life, you'd realize that the presence of one goal can actually affect your other goals. I'll give a simple example. Say, I want to build a shelter for 5,000 stray dogs by the time I am 30 years old. I had also wished to buy a sports car and also spend some time exploring the Himalayas. When I typed these goals out, I realized that if I really had the capital, what would I do first? It was then that I wrote the order and the time frame in which I would work towards these goals. It gave me massive clarity. And to be honest, I felt one step closer to my goals. Before this document, I would keep wishing new things, and every once in a while I would keep wishing new things. It kept distracting me from the goal I had set last month, and I wasn't taking any of my goals very seriously because I used to keep forgetting about them. This, of course, will need time. You cannot expect yourself to complete this document within a few days. I keep making changes to my documents with time. That is because as I learn and grow up, my priorities also change. But typing them down, regularly, you know, reading them, reminds me what all am I doing this for. I have also started to focus on things that I know are valuable, irregardless of what is trending or popular. For example, no matter what year we live in, you have to maintain a healthy mind and a fit physical body. There is no substitute for these two things. And they are actually a very proper subject. You need to read about it. You need to, you know, watch videos and tutorials about it, to how to take care of your thoughts and how to take care of your physical body. But just saying that I need a fit body is not enough. You have to give yourself the proper reason, the proper intention behind working towards your body. For me, it's making sure that I have enough energy. It's making sure that when I am old, I have enough strength to experience life, when I have sufficient capital to afford it. Having a healthy body helps me feel better, you know, mentally and intellectually. It helps me feel more confident. With this intention, you know, with this goal in my mind, I actually feel more motivated to exercise at least 15 to, you know, 20 minutes every single day. If you don't clarify the proper intention behind your goals, you would eventually get bored of them. I mean, this is what happens with me. I don't know how true this would be for other people or the people who are listening this episode. Moreover, you don't need to find your purpose right now, like as soon as possible. You know, take your time. Good things take time. But you can always work on the basics. Start learning about finances whenever you get spare time. Learn about real estate. Learn about the stock market. Learn about marketing, negotiating, leadership, and body language. These are some fabulous, you know, topics and subjects that will help you, you know, irregardless of what the trend is asking you to do. And there are some fabulous resources available on YouTube. Emotion has really helped me push my limits. Whenever I am at my 10th or 14th push-up, my eyes close because I can't tolerate the pain I feel on my shoulders. At that point, I truly feel what I'm doing this for. You know, when my eyes are closed and I am, you know, gasping for breath, that intense desire to improve my fitness and stamina, that strong wave of emotion really helps me to do that last push-up. Again, make sure you push your limits, but not cross them. Push your limits, but don't cross them. Something really valuable that I learned from Beer Biceps YouTube channel. When you pursue things with genuine emotion, it gets really easy. I mean, relatively easy. Nothing worth you know, achieving is easy, but it becomes relatively easy when you know the intention behind it, when you invest that emotion. However, you will not feel emotional about your goals unless it's a purpose you really, really resonate with. Another thing that has helped me keep my spirits up during this time is watching documentaries or reading about my idols. I'll tell you why it's inspiring and why I watch documentaries. When we set a goal, we make an estimate about the amount of hard work that is needed to achieve that goal. But you can't always predict the minute details that go into achieving that goal. Oh my God, what did I say? You can't always predict the minute details that go into achieving that goal. We say that we will work hard, but how much work is considered to be hard work? Isn't that subjective? You can't expect a tree to bear fruits before a certain time period, right? It's how nature works. Different people have different definitions of effort and hard work. For some, it might be 10 hours a week, and for some, it might be 14 hours a week. Moreover, we might say that we know everything that is needed to achieve that goal, but in reality, we might miss out on a lot of details. When I see documentaries, when I read autobiographies, I understand the kind of effort, time, and dedication people put into their work. The quality of skill, the art, the struggle that goes into creating phenomenal results. This exposure allows me to prepare myself for better work and persistence. I get access to more information, you know, about people who share similar interests with me, more real-life examples, and that helps me gauge my own expectations. I also realize what all is actually possible, given a specific time frame. Sometimes I find myself thinking too small. Sometimes I find myself thinking too big. Everything comes with a price. And now I make sure that I ask myself, Ansh, are you willing to pay the price? If I give you a page with 10 most important rules of success, you would read them, agree with them, and eventually forget them after a year. On the other hand, you almost always remember every single lesson you learn from your own mistakes. Now, I could be wrong because I'm not a professional psychologist. But whenever I have failed, whenever I have made a mistake, I have felt extreme regret. I have felt the lesson so strongly that it sticks with me for a long time. When I watch, you know, videos or casually read summaries or read life advice, I actually forget all of them when it's time to use them. Because this is what I feel. Because I don't really emotionally feel the value of that advice. I follow a lot of pages on social media and I usually relate to motivational advice. That is because I am reading about what I already agree with. When I watch a series or read a book, I subconsciously invest my emotions in it. I feel like I am experiencing the whole story, as if it's happening in front of me. I don't directly jump to lessons, right? I'm not directly reading the moral of the story. I experience the story that eventually teaches me the lesson. So the lessons that I learn from documentaries or, you know, from reading an entire book stays with me for a longer time. Now, obviously, it's not comparable to real life experiences, but it is surely better than superficially searching for tips and tricks. Summaries have never worked for me. I don't remember what I read in summaries in the longer run. But when I am patiently reading a book, when I'm slowly discovering, making notes, slowly noticing where the story is leading, thinking, visualizing, imagining, connecting, that slow installation of a lesson stays with me. I don't know if this happens with others, but I've been doing some courses on stocks and I retain information properly when I watch them on the basic 1x speed. Earlier, I used to play it at 1.5x or 2x to increase productivity and I could understand what was happening. But somehow my brain felt more exhaustive and I would forget everything I learned very quickly. When I watch it at a normal pace, at a speed where I give my brain enough time to understand and feel and install that lesson, I retain that information better in the longer run. In the end, I am slowly recognizing a pattern in my thinking. I really don't know if anyone else feels the same, but I'll just quickly share my thoughts because we've already crossed 15 minutes. I always feel better when I have a good challenge to solve, when I have a good constructive purpose to look up to. If I don't have a problem to fix, if I don't have a resonating purpose to look up to, I start finding things to worry about in my own head. The thing is that I would get tempted to find something to worry about, you know, some negative loop to keep myself busy. I would complain, or I would get cranky, or I would worry about something, you know, if I was just bored. And I'd keep my mind engaged in petty little things because of boredom. I think this is not a very good habit. I'm still working on this. You know, I am still learning how to be peaceful even when I am not busy. Because using your work, you know, just to keep you distracted, just to keep yourself busy because you can't, you know, stay without being busy, I don't think that's a very good habit, and I'm trying to work on it. I haven't figured out the solution for this, but let's see, you know. I hope that I'm able to figure something out. It's a constant pursuit. It's a constant process of evolving emotionally and mentally. When I have a really, really tempting goal, you know, when I have something really interesting to pursue, whether it's my fitness or a project or you know, something related to design or filmmaking, reading, financial wisdom, I don't get tempted to think in other negative directions. And when I read my document, like the wishlist document that I spoke about earlier, when I see myself, you know, making a little improvement, you know, even if I'm one step closer to my goals, my mind behaves in a much more positive way. But then again, maintaining this attitude is so, so difficult for me. You know, everyone has their own issues at home, their own limitations and their own circumstances. So I know, you know, even for all the listeners of this episode, things are not easy or as simple as they sound on this podcast. You know, I know this for a fact. There are so many variables, you know, so many different stories and varying priorities. So I know, you know, but then again, I just felt that I would share some things, you know, that have helped me, because even if one single person gets something good out of this and gets a positive change in his or her life, my goal has been achieved. So take care of your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. That is very important. Mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. I am also making little efforts daily. Don't blindly accept what I say on this episode and build your own model of reality. I would really, really appreciate if you could share this episode on your Instagram story with your review, you know, if there was anything that you connected with, and tag me on @AnshMehra. I spend a lot of time writing these scripts, but I honestly can't reach more people unless, you know, my current listeners share this or maybe, you know, spread it from their own social media. So yes, I hope you have an amazing life ahead. This was Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to episode 12, season 2 of Take It Easy.